Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's talk Minneapolis here. We should mention that City Council today is talking about the horrible situation involving Davis Maturi, who had to put up with harassment, physical harassment, threats. We talked about this, what, five straight days. There were levels of incompetence which took place. And I understand the police are over-bleeping whelmed. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of officers short. But Davis Maturi and the family called over 30 times. This was an individual in Sawchuck who was mentally unstable. They knew it. It seems like they knew about guns. Maybe we don't have complete confirmation of that. But among those who are calling for Brian O'Hare's firing, Nakima Levy-Armstrong, calling for O'Hara to be fired as they're reacting to it today. I think there absolutely needs to be an independent investigation. It seems like O'Hara is for that. I thought he was pretty good at answering questions with Adam and Jordana. If I would find out further damning information, I'm open to changing my mind. But right now, I think it was incompetence. I don't know how soon O'Hara knew. I don't know what decisions he made. But I know this man was harassed for months and months and months and months. And it was disgusting. And even short-staffed. The Minneapolis police fell way short. And by the way, who acknowledged that?
That would be one Brian O'Hara, chief of Minneapolis police.
He acknowledged it. So that's good. Now, let's find out what the report says. So as of now, no, I'm not for it because I think overall he's done a very good job. But some listen, what if we find out further damning information? I'm potentially, could I change my mind? Yeah, potentially. But as of now, no, but I feel horrible for Davis Maturi. And again, they finally went in with force. They should have went in with force months before. They just should have. So now we have another debate on George Floyd Square. George Floyd, my opinion, clear cut, I agree with the courts, was murdered. Yeah, I've consumed all the information. You don't ever agree with me. I never once said George Floyd was one of the greatest humans ever. I'm aware he had drugs in his system. I'm aware that he absolutely should not have resisted arrest. Derek Chauvin killed him. No, don't buy it. And I know there are police officers who think Derek Chauvin was in his right, offered up their training, have criticized the judge. I got it. I've consumed a lot of information on this. I'm with the side that Derek Chauvin, minute after minute after minute, went too far, and he rightfully so was found guilty of murdering George Floyd. For too long, police officers couldn't even get into George Floyd Square. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just, it was self-policed. And if citizens of the area disagreed and wanted the police to come in. Good luck. That lasted way too long. Way too long. I get it wasn't going to change overnight because this became an area for everything. An area to remember, to honor George Floyd. Again, you don't have to agree. It became an area of peaceful protests. It became an area of violent protests. It became an area of crime. It became an area of people trying to be an agent for change. But it also became an area where it was cut off from the city. The police couldn't go in. I mean, it went on way too long, in my opinion. And now, honestly, when are we going to have a decision on George Floyd Square? I joked, top of the hour, 3012. I don't think we'll have one before this decade is done. I'm not kidding. Because it seems like in Minneapolis now, to make a difficult decision, too many people are trying to say only what will make this decision is anybody who speaks up, we have to find a way for their voice to have an impact. So if 200 people speak up, 100 like the latest idea, 2 don't, well, back to the drawing board. That isn't how it works in a city. Then we have the political divide. We have a significant amount on the city council, if you just go by politics, they're way to the left. And again, there are many people in this country who want this country to be represented by way to the left. I'm not one of them. There are more individuals who are more liberals, absolutely not even close to being Republicans, who, for a lot of us, are a little more pragmatic. That's Jacob Fry and a few others in the council. I don't view George Floyd as a hero. I view him as someone who was murdered and was treated differently by an officer because he's a black man, because of Derek Chauvin. And the others bear a certain level of responsibility, not the same. This city, it has been documented that there were a certain amount of officers in this city who treated whites and people of color differently. It's a small percentage, but it was a percentage that was frighteningly impactful. And the data shows a certain small percentage across this country to a horrendous effect on people of color. I still believe 1,000%. The overwhelming number of officers, as I say over and over again, are to some level good, very good, great, spectacular heroes. And thank God we have quality officers who want to be a part of it. George Floyd should be honored there, in my opinion. But now there's a debate on, are we going to have any commerce going through there? Can we drive through there? Yes. It's a part of Minneapolis. You still can honor George Floyd in the square multiple ways. But we're just going to shut it down? I don't agree with that. And I think you have to find a way to make a difficult, bleeping decision and live with it. And the site of the third precinct, when's that one going to get done? And I get, if you are a person of color and you have faced this, and you think that could have been me, and I dealt with it, it impacts you a heck of a lot more than the white guy living in Little Falls.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Life isn't just about what you face every day. But life also isn't about every officer is a racist, because it's not close. This city still has many things which are great about it. But my God, can we come together and make decisions? And by the way, I don't know, you okay two ideas? And if, let's say, 5 years in, they're the same mayor, different city council, and they have the ability to say, we don't like it. We're changing it. Because on both places, we're looking for a unanimous view. We can't get a unanimous view on many issues in this room, and it's me and you.
It's wrong in most things.
That's fair. It drives me nuts. And I get there is passion, there is compassion, there is anger, there is hero worship of Floyd. There is, oh, he's just a criminal, right? The smorgasbord, cornucopia. But if we just keep hearing over and over and over again, you're going to hear informed opinions, casual opinions, detailed opinions, and nothing is going to happen. What do you want to say about this? Because George Floyd Square is still front and center in the news. And I just don't see it making progress for years. I really don't. Because that's Minneapolis's pattern. At least right now, that is the pattern. What do you want to say on this? You want to disagree with me forcefully? You want to add some nuance? You want to add agreement? I want to hear from Dave. I want to hear from you. I want to get to, we'll stay with this for a little bit more. Give you a chance to chime in. We're going to get to another topic, too, including when you told your boss off. Because we're going to tie that up to Marco Rubio and Donald Trump. Peaches and Herb reunited again. It's a 33 past 2. Okay, Dave, before I read a number of texts, what do you want to say about George Floyd Square and what we were saying before the break?
I think everything's fine, Chad. Just leave it as is. Everything's good. No problems. No, it's. I think you said most of it. What I would agree with is that inaction seems to be the default position of the city when it comes to, you know, the big decisions, and specifically what we've been talking about, George Floyd Square, Third Precinct.
I could give you more and more, too.
Oh, you know, sure. I'm sure you could, but it definitely feels from outsiders looking in that, okay, why do we have to wait until everybody's going to be happy? Because not everyone will be happy. You know, you can have consultants. You can take input from members of the community, community leaders, community groups, whoever it is that is or at least feels they're impacted by what happens at George Floyd Square, what happens with the Third Precinct building. But at the end of the day, it's up to the city and those leaders that have been put in charge to make the decision. And you're not going to make everybody happy. And you shouldn't be trying to make everybody happy. You should be trying to make the best decision you possibly can, given the circumstances, given that we're dealing with a piece of real estate that became the absolute epicenter of international news.
That's right.
Of a movement around the country and beyond of people standing up and saying as loudly as they ever have, we've had enough.
among the texts, and it's kind of going to the fallback positions, and I get it, Texter. I disagree. George Floyd is no hero. I never once said George Floyd is a hero. I've never said George Floyd is a hero. Lays out the criminal background, does not deserve to be celebrated. He's going to be in that square. He's going to be in some way.
And it's
he's going to be,
beyond,
he's going to be honored.
It's far beyond celebrating just George Floyd.
It's about what many people believe happened over and over and over again, including themselves, to other individuals who are people of color. And this became what a lot of people thought was the tipping point. Now, did a lot change? No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Listen.
Change is not a quick thing, I have to imagine, in a situation like this.
No need for a monument at that intersection. Lots of people were killed in that impact. To stop racism, stop talking about it, and making a huge deal. No, we're not going to act. Okay. If you think what we should do about an issue, any issue in our country, is just stop talking about it. No, you're just bothered by this issue. Give me a break. Agents of change are when things are exposed and they're discussed and there are adjustments and you point out when it's legit or it's not legit, but just saying, oh, we're just not going to acknowledge that anymore. No, you just don't believe in it and don't want it discussed. More text. Fry will clear homeless encampments with every resource imaginable, but oh no, let's not open the traffic back up on the square. Yeah. I think Fry waited way too long. And he was counseled by many people, including groups they were paying, and were basically policing it, not the police. And the thing about the homeless encampments, and I'm sure Jacob will be on here sometime next couple months, and I'm more with him on the homeless encampments than the other folks. The problem is they clean up one. We'll talk to Fry at 212. I'll listen to Russia at 447. It's back up three blocks away.
That's right.
We got the autopsy debate again. We just have a lot of people who are still fixated on the trial, who believe one side and don't believe the other. That's fine. You don't have to agree with me. There are plenty of outlets out there, resources, facts that you can use to support either side. My point is here more about let's make a bleeping decision.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.